Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting, the best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood, and where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kidstown Live.
What? Welcome to Kidstown Live. Hey, I'm Trinity, your host.
And I'm your co-host, Big Will.
So, Big Will, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
That's nice. So, how was your weekend?
My week was incredible. I had amazing acting classes that I rocked. I had a really good dance class from Shannon Mather. So, Trinity, how are you?
I am fantastic, by the way. Thanks for asking.
That's awesome. So how was your week so far?
My week has been awesome because of school. And everything's really going good right now. So,
yeah, that's cool.
But the only thing with that is I got sick for, I think, 2 days. And that kind of so I was like, But now I'm like, I'm better right now.
Yay.
So we are so excited for today's show. We are going to share Kidstown Live news and let you know what movies are out there for you guys to see, which is awesome, and who won the Brit Awards. And our very special, like literally special guest for today is our awesome friend, Brandon Tyler Russell. He is amazing. We are going to see what it's like to be one of the hardworking team in Hollywood and what it takes to make it happen in the business. And Brandon started something new, and we are going to find out what it is. Woohoo! What?
Yes, yeah, so if you have any question for our guest, call us at 914-338-1303. And make sure you tell everybody, I mean everyone, about our show. So if you have anything to share with us, send it on our fan page at facebook.com/KidstownLive. First, I want to give a shout-out to my friend, Gabe D. Guzman. Today's his 13th birthday. Happy birthday, Gabe. You're a teenager now. And for all you movie lovers out there, here's my top movies to see this weekend. First, I want to say the Lego Movie with the voices of some of my favorite actors, Morgan Freeman, Will Ferrell, and Will Arnett. I really like them because he had to say her name. RoboCop, starring Michael Keaton and Samuel L. Jackson. That movie is going to be incredible. Ride Along, you can't go wrong with Ice Cube and Kevin Hart in the same movie. You guys should bring extra pants just in case. And the movie I still need to go see, Frozen. Wow. Those are some good movies you have to see.
Totally. And, well, I saw Ride Along. That movie was hilarious. I can go see, like, over and over and over. Real quick, I just want to give a shout-out to all my winners at the Brit Awards that happened this week. Congratulations to Ellie Goulding for the British female solo, Arctic Monkeys for the British group, One Direction for British video, and Bruno Mars for international male solo artist. Oh, my God, I love him. And there are so many winners, and you guys can go find out on our Facebook page.
That's super. Bruno Mars always has a vote here at Kidstown Live. Congrats to all the winners. So if any of you guys have a PlayStation 4, I'm sorry, but there's this new game called Titanfall that just came out with the beta, and only for Xbox One and PC. Man, that game's graphics are crazy. It blown my mind.
Wow, that's cool, Big Will. Well, the game I'm actually into in the Xbox One is, I think it's Grand Theft Auto 5. Okay, that game is pretty awesome. I know for a girl like me, but I like stealing cars for some reason. So when we come back, we are going to talk about Brandon, and we will take all of your questions and calls. Now, here is a word from our sponsor, Havana Watches.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Well, we have Brandon on the line. He's not here right now, so it's okay. Well, everything's going good right now on the show, and we've been going to red carpet this lately, and we went to, what was that carpet again? I want to talk about
Music
it.
AI Music Awards.
What happened?
Oh, we went on the red carpet AI Music Awards. That was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, the AI Music Awards. Yeah. But that AI Music Awards was pretty awesome. I actually really had fun over there.
It was really fun to see all the artists live and to see all the young actors out there that really performed and gave it their all. So I just want to say congrats to the winners again, because that was just amazing.
Yeah, I had so much fun over there, and I got to see all the cool artists, and definitely Melanie Taylor. She is my girl, and she rocks.
Mm-hmm.
I love it how she had a cute white dress on, and then when she was performing, she changed into, like, this punk rock for her performance. That's so cool.
Yeah, and her dancers were amazing. I need to learn some of their moves.
You should probably go dance with her on stage one day.
Mm-hmm. And you should probably, you should sing with her one day.
Well, maybe. cool. And let's see, what's going on this lately? Let's see. Well, I went to the Shoei event. I got Seoul, and that was so cool. We got to help them do everything, and we donated shoes, and we got to set up and everything, and we met cool people, and we got some gift bags, and it's really awesome. That's awesome. And I hung out with the DJ. His name is DJ Slane, and he's pretty cool, too. Little John's son, and that's awesome. He's cool, and I like his dreads, too, and he's also an actor. So.
Can you tell us what songs he kind of played?
He plays, he plays, hip-hop rap music, and he all mixes it in together, and it's, today's music, and it's pretty awesome.
Man, I wish I was there. I would have been rocking and jamming.
Totally. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And after the event, we got to meet Johnny Rockets, and that was awesome. And for my mom's birthday, too, she got a balloon at Johnny Rockets. It's kind of funny. And I was like, oh, okay. And then she got ice cream on Sunday. And then she's like, do you want it? I'm like, yes, of course. Ice cream.
I would even take an ice cream sundae with a little bit of a caramel and sprinkles.
Yeah, totally. And actually, their ice cream sundae is pretty good. I'm not into ice cream that much, but their ice cream is really good.
Yes, sirree.
So what kind of ice cream do you like?
Well, my favorite ice cream is cookie dough, and I love Oreos in my ice cream. That's probably my number one ice cream I would go for.
Nice. So let's see if we have Brandon on the line. Brandon, hello, hey.
Hey, Brandon.
Yes.
Wow, your voice is
Brandon?
So deep.
Thank you.
So how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We are awesome. Thanks for
asking. Good. Good to hear.
Well, so I'm real excited to have you on the show with us. We got
I'm excited.
Yeah, pretty awesome. So we actually got to hang out a little bit Hollywood last week. I got Soul Event with Pazzi Maserati. So did you have fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. There was a lot of cool people there, and yeah, it was different, but it was really cool. I liked it.
Okay, so the movie Smitty is your first lead role in a film. How does that feel being a lead in a movie?
You know, it was a lot of fun. It was like you said, it was my first lead role in a film, so it was, you know. It was kind of scary at first, but it was a lot of fun, and I got more comfortable as we went along with it. So in the end, though, it was a great experience, and I had a lot of fun doing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
So I saw your film, Smitty. You were really little, and I was like, oh, my gosh, he's so little.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah, you did a great job, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, Brandon, you are on IMDb's list of 30 young actors to watch out for 2013. How does it feel, you know?
Well, I didn't. Well, heck, even I didn't know that. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is the first time hearing of that. So, that's actually...
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy out of all of the ones that they have out there. But, yeah, wow, that's awesome. Wow.
So, can you tell us, do you like filming with dogs on Smitty? Do you like filming with them more or with actual humans before?
Well, it's both, you know, totally... I'm totally different, obviously, but I think working with animals is really fun, you know, especially if they're very well trained, because then, you know, sometimes if they're not, it takes a long time to get the shot, and that can, you know, that can get kind of annoying after a while. But I mean, I do like filming with animals, and I like filming with people because you can bring, you know, more to the scene. With people in it, but when it comes to animals, I think it's a totally different, you know, feel, because obviously they can't like say lines back to you because they're animals, you know. But
probably,
yeah,
the best they can do is woof woof.
Yeah, woof woof or whatever the animal may be. But yeah, I like working with both.
So you just shot a new pilot called Hotel P. Can you tell us a little bit about the show and who your character is?
Hotel P is about these ghosts that live in purgatory, and the whole time they're trying to find a way to move on, you know, and move on to heaven, and they got to find why they're there and what connects them to the hotel, whether it be, you know, all they have to do is simply apologize for the wrong things that they did in their past life or whatever else it may be. It could be anything else, really. And I play Malachi, who's the assistant manager of the hotel, who kind of pops in and out, you know, at random times when you least expect him to. And he's always there to help people, but he also stays out of the drama as much as he can.
That's
like a very
smart person.
Yeah, I would love to see that TV show. Oh, the pilot.
Yeah, we're excited to, you know, get it fully edited and out and ready to go.
Yeah, I would totally, totally see it. I'm not kidding. I would totally see
it.
Well,
good. That's what I want to hear.
Okay, so let's see if we have any callers right now. So, hello. Any callers?
Oh. Hello?
Hello? Any callers out there?
Hello,
callers?
This is Kendall. Hello? No,
hey, Kendall.
Hi, Kendall.
Hey.
What up?
I just got one question for Brandon. What was your favorite project that you ever worked on?
My favorite project that I've ever worked on, I would go with Hotel Pete because it was in like a really, you know, old creepy hotel, which is different from anywhere else that I've filmed before, and the role was, you know, completely different than any role I've ever played, and the people on it were, you know, really, really great, and it was a lot of fun meeting the new people, and I got to do some stuff behind the camera too, which I haven't done before, so that was a lot of fun.
All right, that's pretty cool. Well, that's all I got for you.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Kendall, for calling.
Peace.
Right.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
So, speaking of working, what was the best part working on different sets?
The best part of working on set?
Yeah, on different sets.
Oh, on different sets. The best part of working on different sets is not only meeting, you know, new people and learning new things. I just like being able to do all different types of characters, you know, because one week I can be, you know, a kid that gets picked on. The next week I can, you know, be like a ghost, or the next week after that I can do something totally different, which I really, really like, getting to play a bunch of different characters, and especially doing the scenes more than once to try different ways to see which way, you know, feels the best or which way I like the most.
That's nice.
That's
and who has been your favorite working with, to work with you?
My favorite person to work with? I would say Peter Fonda on Smitty. He was great to work with. He's a really funny guy, really nice and down to earth, and he was really, really smart too. And you know, I've kept in touch with him since we did Smitty, and you know, him and I have become good pals, and it was a lot of fun to work with him.
That's nice. Cool.
Well, that's super. Okay, we are done with Brendan, but we have a couple more questions from him. First, we're going to play one of our favorite songs, Ooh Ah, by Grits.
My life be like, ooh ah, yeah, ooh. My life be like, yeah. Persuasions I'm used to, finding comfort in the zones of clouds and bones I get loose to. I'm out in this fontaine, spinning in monsoon and grinning this high octane. Explosive how I came, rolling down the hills, cause life's a hassle. Encircled by my folly like a moat around the castle. Stay afloat, catch the second wind, thin is the air I breathe. Teary eyed nose running, wipe the snout on my sleeve. I'm calling on the savior to be all that I need. Please forgive me, my behavior had me lost in life.
Feel like
express, so the sound of ooh-ah beneath my breath.
I like times like these that make you say, yeah. Snapchat, and someone had
I can't remember if they sent me a Snapchat or if they posted it to, like, their story. And they were like, yay, I'm at my campus now. And it was the same one that I go to. And I was like, oh, that's cool. But I haven't really seen anybody that, like, I know there.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it has its ups and downs.
Yeah.
But let's see, if they did recognize you, will they try to take pictures and get your autograph?
I've gotten recognized in public a few times. Usually at City Walk, people recognize me, which I think is it's pretty funny, especially like when there's like a lot of people up there for a concert. And, you know, I'll go up there and then I'll get stopped by a ton of people. And I usually get asked for pictures more than autographs, which I prefer taking photos over signing autographs. Why, I don't know. It's just easier because all I got to do is smile. I don't have to write with my terrible handwriting.
So you just got a new pilot called The Hotel P. Can you tell us a little bit about that show?
Like I said, it takes place in this old hotel, and it's a really creepy hotel, and everyone there, they're all ghosts. They're all trying to figure out how to get out of the hotel, because most of them have been there for whatever may be an hour to, you know, over 100 years. And some of them love it there. They want to stay. Others want to get out as fast as possible. So they try to find a way to get out, which by doing so, they have to, like, find a connection with all these items that they were buried with. That helps them move on to go to heaven.
Yeah. It's like a very good show.
I'm hoping so. You know, I'm hoping it turns out well. And, you know, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's nice. So what's coming up for you this year?
This year, I'm... just auditioning a lot, obviously, and going to school. But, I have a few projects that I'm supposed to film this year, which I'm excited to start on those because, work is fun. And I'm not saying that sarcastically. I love my job. But, I'm ready to get out there, audition for some stuff, get some more stuff, and just work, and sleep.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. Is there any advice you can give to young actors out there?
One of the hardest professions in general is an actor. So my advice is to, always do your best and never let anybody gets you down with what they say, because, in this profession, you have to get used to rejection, because, obviously you can't get them all. If you did, then I'll give a clap to that, because that would be impressive. But, definitely, always just be positive, be happy. Don't let other people get you down. And, if you don't get the job, then don't be upset about it. Just move on to the next one, because, if you let yourself get upset, then you're not going to do as well in the next one as you could have if you weren't so upset.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are phenomenal words.
Well, Brandon, the show kind of really went fast right now, but thank you so much for coming on the show today. We really enjoyed having you as our...
No problem. Thank you guys for having me. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, so can you give Kidstown Live a shout-out?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Kids Town Live. This was a very fun experience. I had a lot of fun.
Yes, thank you, Brandon. That was some great advice for our listeners.
Yeah.
I just want to give a shout-out to Ryan Torres, LC1 Publicity, Easy Way Broadcasting, Havana Watches, and Sophia Alvarez for our continuous love and support.
Yeah. Well, great show today. Thanks for everyone listening in. And so you guys can listen again at Kids Town with the Z, Kids with the Z Town Live, and spread the word. So thanks again, Brandon. You rock.
No problem. Thank you.
And, yep, bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye, guys.
See ya.
And I want it, gonna get it, just the greatness. I'm gonna go,
baby,
go, 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 whoa.
Let's go,
go. And I want it, gonna get it, just the greatness. I'm gonna go,
go,
go, go, go,
go,
whoa.
Go, go, go,
go.
Gonna get it,
I'm gonna go for the